roll off each other so well.
I know. Welcome to Why Your Story Podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
We are so thankful for you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Love Christmas.
Ooh, I love it so much.
Why are we playing AC/DC Bruno Mars? We should be having Deck the Halls.
We should. We should be having a tribute to the Fleetwood Mac singer that died.
That's right. What was her name? Mm.
I know she wrote a lot of songs, like half the albums.
Oh, I forgot. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, sad.
Oh, man. Everybody's dying.
I know.
Fleetwood Mac dying.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say everybody's dying because we're still here.
Barely, huh?
Oh, tis the season.
How have you been?
Well, I've been fair to partly cloudy.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful.
Good.
I love Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It was the first time we'd all been together since my father-in-law passed away. And so it was somber at times, but it was really nice. It was nice.
Cool. Was it at the governor's mansion again?
Nope. We didn't hang out with the governor this year. It was actually, we had Thanksgiving at my family's.
Oh, okay.
So, but then the day after we went up to Megan's house and we all got together. So
nice. Were you down in St. George?
No, we all met in Salina at my sister's house.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep.
That's really cool.
It was nice. It was nice weather down there. Holy cow. They don't even know what cold is. And
I know.
Snowy. And then you come up here and you're just like, hello, welcome to the ice box.
Yeah. Well, we had a strange Thanksgiving. So our grandson that's 14 is a really good football player. I've told you about Foster.
Yes, you've told me that.
And he had a tournament down there, but his family had family coming in from out of state, so they couldn't leave. So Steve and I are like, well, we'll take him down there. So we were down in Vegas. We had to take him Wednesday, and he didn't know when he was going to play. And so, and these are kids from Canada and all over the place. And it's just usually pretty fun. Well, the weather was great, I have to say, a positive. But we ate at a Black Bear restaurant, the three of us.
Oh, I love the Black Bear Diner.
It was really good.
Yeah, they got good food.
Oh, it was so good. And he was such a cute kid. He was like, oh, no, too expensive, Grandma. And I'm like, could I just like duplicate you? I mean, everywhere we went, he goes, no, that don't get me that treat. And I'm like, just get whatever drink you want. No, that costs $3. I'm like, wow.
Awesome.
And I think it's because he's from a family of five and all that. But we went to a funeral. No. So then we brought him. His mom came down and took over. And so we didn't see any games. They never did play any games while we were down there. So we did take him in the stratosphere and a few things. But I'm not a Vegas person.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't really want him walking through. And uh-huh. I don't.
Yeah.
And so
he might see some flowers. Those big poofy flowers that the girls
or not,
wear.
Yes.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. So anyway, I it was just crazy. And then we went to a funeral because one of Steve's close friends had died. And I don't know, the whole month of November was just kind of a downer month. And then I got a call about another friend that passed away. And all too early, you know?
Yeah.
And some of them due to CHF and others due to suicide. And I don't know. It just, this time of year, it's so hard anyway for families, I think. And then when you have the loss of something, you know, didn't you lose your brother about?
I did.
About?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah. 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Yep. 3 years ago, like right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yep. It's tough. That's a hard time.
And so I would like our listeners to know, you know, some ideas and ways that maybe we can help them or they can help us and everyone through the holiday season. That's what I think we should talk about today.
That's kind of a crappy topic.
It is crappy. Talking
Speaking of a crappy topic, though, guess what I'm doing Monday?
Something crappy?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Moon River.
No way.
I'm getting a colonoscopy.
Ooh.
Monday.
Oh, There it is.
Dr. Cowan, baby.
Oh, I love
me
him.
Me and Dr. Cowan.
He's the best.
Oop, there it is.
Poop, there it is. Oh my gosh, the stuff you have to drink before is so gross.
So I was told, no, mine, he didn't give me the drinking stuff.
He didn't?
It's pills.
Really?
Yeah, so I was talking to pharmacy at the hospital yesterday, and I'm like, well, what's, oh, because they asked if I could cover some EMS the day before my colonoscopy.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, no problem. I just have to be done, you know, it's time to go to my, and they're like, wait a minute, you're having a colonoscopy at 8 a.m? I'm like, yeah. Like, Travis, you're not going to be able to. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
Yeah.
And then it dawned on me that I'm going to be in action.
Yes, you will. There's nothing quite like it.
The proverbial cleanse before Christmas.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do it too. We do it on our anniversary.
You have to.
Yeah.
I think, what? You're doing it on your anniversary?
No, we do. Every 5 years, we...
On your anniversary, you just go and get a coat in there. Hold hands and...
Basically, and then they're like, who drives you home? And we just kind of smile. We might drive ourselves home. Oh, God.
This will be my first one. I've never had it done before.
But. They're really not that bad, except for the next time you see Dr. Cowan outside. Well, yeah.
The thing about Dr. Cowan is he sees like the best and the worst in everybody, you know? He'll see me on my best day, and then he'll see me on my worst.
Yes.
At my worst. And so...
Well, good for you for
you
getting
that done.
You
just have to smile when you see Dr. Cowan.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, just...
I think his daughter Teddy's get engaged, and I'm so excited for her.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's a cutie. That's Did you awesome. Ever meet her?
Nope.
She worked over at the MA office, I think.
No, nope, never did.
In the clinic. Good kid.
Anyway, so I'm sorry to throw that
no.
crappy news in there. That was...
Yeah.
But you were talking about the loss of loved ones this time of year.
Yeah. And, you know, when I think of Christmas, I do think of my mom. I lost her when I was 30, and... I'm not going to cry because I'm strong.
But, yeah, don't cry.
She did a lot of really good things at Christmas time. Well, she did all the time, but so at Christmas time, I think of that. And
how long's your mom been gone?
Oh, God. Well, I'm old.
Yeah, well,
and I
not
was
that
only
old.
30. I mean, she was.
She died when you were 30?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
man.
Was 59.
Oh, my gosh.
And was told she had cancer and had 5 weeks. And that was
Are
it.
Are you kidding me? That's almost as old as I am.
Yeah. She had ovarian cancer. So
get
your screenings, people. Please, please, please. That's where.
How do you screen for ovarian cancer?
You go into it and have screenings in your.
Is that like a pap smear thing?
Yeah.
That's how they check?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, your breast exams and all those. Get them done. So.
Me?
Well, actually, I
know. Why are you looking at me?
Actually, I know of a man who did have breast cancer.
No kidding.
He did. And,
oh
and he
my
got,
gosh.
He made it. But yeah, men can have them as well.
So are you saying that men should go have mammograms?
I don't know that answer.
Okay.
I guess it's up to you.
Well, consult your local physician
yes.
and go see Star Valley Health.
Yep. We've got some pretty great docs.
Yeah. So we are going to try to get a couple ER docs on the podcast.
Yeah, we are.
Because if you want some really entertaining story, go grab your local ER doc.
Yeah.
We have some really awesome doctors.
We do. We have some really incredible guys. And gals. Oh, God.
They're awesome.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, going
back to the topic.
Back to the topic. So what can we do? Well, I mean... First of all, I want to say things not to say when someone dies. So when my mom died, I got a phone call the next day and someone asked if I...
The next day after she died?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Tell me they were sorry. And that's appropriate, I think, to say.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Sure.
And then they said, so when you're ready to sell her car, I'd like to buy it.
Are you kidding me?
No. And that was the start of me going, I hope... It's better just not to talk.
What did she have? What kind of car did she have? She had, like a Ferrari?
She had a red Dodge Charger.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, it was
That might have been me calling. You want to make sure you're first in line, you know?
No, it was a neighbor. But anyway, whatever it was. And it continued. Like, just weird things that I just
don't call a family while they're grieving and ask for personal items?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
They don't divvy up. So many people divvy up. They go in the house like that night.
And just start crashing drawers.
It's just stuff. I don't know. I guess because I never,
that's tacky.
It was just me, you know, and so there was no one else, but I just think it's stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I have not dealt with a lot of loss other than my brother. That was very tragic. My younger brother. And then my father-in-law. I've lost all of my grandparents, you know, and it's sad. I mean, I think the thing that's hard, not so much hard, but I want my kids to have met Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They never did. They never had that opportunity.
Yeah.
And Grandma and Grandpa are often the ones that made the holidays so special.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
exactly.
We were actually, I was with my girls and we were watching an old, it was actually one of those Osmond holiday specials they did back in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Dad, is that your grandpa? I'm like, yeah, that's my grandpa.
Aww.
Watch what he does. And it was all, of course, I'm the only one chuckling, but I knew Grandpa and it was really funny, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Dad, that's really dumb. But
no.
It was really, really, those are some tender times that you have with your loved ones, you know? That and once they're gone, they're gone. And Christmas will probably, in that regard, never be the same.
That's for sure. Do you remember the first dead person you saw?
Yes, in EMS. Is that what you're talking about, in EMS?
So before that, you never went to a family funeral. You had to have went to your grandparents.
Yes, but I'd really have to think about that to see.
So I'll tell you about my first one. It was my uncle, and I was about four, and he died of cancer, and I didn't know him very well, and my grandma and my mom were kind of pushing me up towards the casket, you know, I'm just this little blonde-haired kid, you know, looking at this guy going, he doesn't look normal.
Yeah.
Even in my, you know, young age, I thought, yeah, and my grandma said, you need to go up and give Uncle Lloyd a kiss.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like,
that's tough.
Nope.
That's not my Uncle Lloyd.
Nope. I'm not going to. So she picks me up and my hand touches his hand.
And it's ice cold.
Ice cold.
Oh.
And I remember just squirming and just taking off and
that's
going,
tough.
What the heck?
That's tough.
I think we need to be really careful. I mean, I didn't need to kiss
that's,
Uncle
and,
Lloyd.
You know, and that's, no. You look, so now that you say that, I remember my grandma in her casket. But it's not the same person.
No.
That's not my grandma.
No.
I mean, that might have been the body that she was in, but that was not my grandma.
Right.
You know, my grandma is still...
The spirit of your grandma.
Absolutely. She's still thriving, and she is still making people laugh, and she is still being Velda Carlson. You know.
That's exactly
so
what
that's,
I want to be.
I look at that just like my father-in-law a couple weeks ago, you know. That was not my father-in-law in that casket. That was his old beat-down body that, you know, was his for a short time. But I think that it's nice when you can kind of keep that in perspective.
You know?
And I think I feel bad for people that don't have that perspective on life,
even though
it's extremely hard.
It is extremely
hard. Oh, my word. The grieving process is so hard.
Sure. And sometimes never resolves.
Yeah, it never resolves.
I got to tell you, a story that's happened to me, and I don't know if I've told it on the show before, but I'm pretty sure when I get to heaven or hell, wherever I'm going, that I will I'll have a little talking to. So I had this job, and it was one day a week, and I worked for a florist, and it was the best job because people are just so happy. I mean, you bring flowers into, you know, the lady at work from her husband.
Good job.
It was a really fun job, except for I had to go to the mortuaries and take the big sprays. And so I would usually go, and they'd send me into a room, and I would just, you know, drop them down. So they sent me to this back room to go, and they said, just put it on his casket. And I'm like, okay. So I go in, and I look, and the guy's in overalls. And his hands are like kind of clasped around the straps at the top. And it's this older guy, and it just made me smile. And so I'm looking down at him.
He was in overalls in his casket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was in, and I won't say where it was at. And so So I'm looking at him and I'm just thinking, God, what kind of life did you live? And you know, I'm looking at the wrinkles and I'm just looking and I can hear, and I'm like, what the? And I'm looking around.
No way.
Well, the water in my bucket of my flowers sort of poured down his crotch.
MJ, you did not.
I did not. I did. And I am like fanning it with my hand.
Oh my gosh.
And we're talking a puddle of water. I mean, it's like a lot of water. And I'm like fanning. I'm fanning. I can't get it dry. And so I'm like spreading the fern down by his crotch, down all down his legs because it's going down. I don't know why that happened to me. And then I was like, do I tell my boss? What am I going to do? Do I tell the mortician? So I go out. Oh, I'm like, I better tell him because I got to blow dry it or do something before their funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
So I go out and there's nobody there. So I'm like, all right. And I ended up telling my boss and she laughed her head off.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
She's like, you have to always take the extra bucket when you're putting it on the stove.
I couldn't even imagine and I'm like, how horrified I would be.
It was horrible.
Oh.
But I know when I left, the guy had a smile on his face. I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry.
The joke is on me. Oh my gosh, that is horrible. That is horrible.
And it truly happened, and I'm like, oh my hell.
Oh,
the things
that,
I do.
I know. That's horrible. That is horrible.
It's pretty funny.
Have you ever seen those videos on YouTube where like the kid will walk up to the casket and all of a sudden the guy will sit up in the casket?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
That's one of my funniest. I mean, I laugh. I die laughing at that stuff.
Yeah. One time I was taking flowers and the guy was down in the basement and the lid was up and I could see his legs on the other side. So he was working on the guy. And so I had the big flower thing. I'm carrying it, you know, and I think I make a noise. But he only sees like just parts of the flower as I'm coming around and he screams. I scream. I held on to the flowers.
Welcome.
Yeah. Anyway, you would think those guys would be used to people kind of just trepsing down there.
Oh, gosh.
When I think back, it was kind of creepy, you know?
But. So there was, just yesterday, I was watching this YouTube video, and it was at a Catholic funeral, and the pallbearers were carrying the casket out to the hearse. And they came out the doors, and then there was this really steep, beautiful manicured green lawn. But the crazy, so they're just holding it, and they're getting ready to put the casket in the hearse, and the bottom of the casket fell out.
No, it didn't.
Yes, and the dude fell out, and then started rolling, flopping down. Uh-uh. This. Yes, I am not. You go look on YouTube; it is there.
Oh no!
And this poor guy in this tuxedo is just flailing and flapping and rolling.
You know that's honest, what's going to happen.
That's how I
want to
go. That's how I want to go.
Me too.
I want a spring-loaded bed, you know, so that when periodically I just want to spring up in my coffin.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, I want to tell MJ stories. Yeah.
I don't want people to be sad. They're probably not going to be sad, but you know, everybody has to grieve. It's part of that.
Yeah.
It's part of the healing process and the grieving process to feel that.
And so what can we do for people, do you think, during, like, especially this time of year?
Well, there seems to be suicides going on like crazy. And it's so disheartening that people feel so unloved or so lonely or so alone this time of year, because surely there's somebody out there that cares for them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I don't even pretend to know what's going on inside their heads to cause them to do those things, you know, but you just feel so bad. And so maybe this time of year, being Christmas and the holidays, reach out to someone.
Sure.
You know,
I just
call them and say, hey, I'm just checking on you.
Yeah.
You know, how you doing? For reals.
Yeah.
You know, what's happening? And I think that when you're kind of just in tune to other people, I think you'll know.
I think you'll know
who needs help and who doesn't need help right now.
I agree.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to think of two or three people and
yeah, Me too.
And reach out to him this holiday season and just see if I can't get a, you know, maybe brighten someone's day a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe, and I think if you can go over and visit them, bring your kids. I mean, people, especially older people, love little kids.
Yes.
You know, stay for a little bit. You don't just have to go caroling. We went caroling for a few years, our family did, because all of my family comes up, and they told me to stop that tradition. And I'm like, okay. But it was so fun when we did do it, and we would just pick just different people that you wouldn't normally think, and we would just take a small thing and, you know, go sing.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. No, I think that that's, I think that'd be very appropriate. And then, you know, there's a whole bunch of people out there that, especially being the holiday season, that, are lonely. I mean,
yeah.
I this is the time of year when you really do miss your family and loved ones. So be in tune to that and realize that people do suffer over the holidays because of loss. And yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's no way you can ever make up that void to them, but sometimes just a little,
bring them to dinner at your house.
A loving gesture.
Yeah.
Candy apple.
Sure.
Candy cane. Santa Claus. I know I hate candy canes.
Too. I do too.
I like the cherry flavored ones. You know.
Well, and they had like Starburst ones now.
Yeah, I'm all like about those, that crap,
but not the old peppermint. Yeah, no.
Whoever made that tradition missed the boat on that one.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Well.
Speaking of that, there's going to be a special guest at the Alpine Christmas Alpine Christmas celebration this Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is it? Or you can't tell.
I happen to know. Ooh. I have it on good authority that Santa is going to be there.
That will be so awesome.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And he is the legit Santa.
The legit?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. He's going to be awesome. I'm excited to roll with him.
Sometimes I sleep with Santa.
You do?
Yep.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah. See, this is the time of year Steve, you know, grows his beard, and I don't really like it.
Yeah, I don't like Steve with a big white beard.
How do you like him?
No, I don't like Steve at all, period, in that way. But I just think Steve looks better, shorter, shaved.
Yeah, but it's okay. He likes to do it, and yep. I like to let him do it.
Yep, that's fine.
And then as soon as he's done, I'm like, got it.
Good riddance.
Yeah. What about you? Are you cutting yours off?
No, I think I'll keep it as long as I can.
Okay.
Yep. This time of year, I do like facial hair. It really is warmer.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody says. It is warmer.
Mm.
So I'll keep the facial hair as long
until it goes over your eyes.
As long as I can, until I get confused with Sasquatch.
Well, you know he's real.
No, I don't know he's real, but yeah. But anyway. Yeah, let's hopefully people are feeling better for the holidays. Hopefully that our podcast might bring a smile.
Yeah, that's what we hope. I mean, this was a serious topic, and we know that.
Yep.
And we didn't mean to make light of it. I always feel like if I can laugh at something at the appropriate times.
Yeah. Keyword appropriate.
Yeah, I might or might not have ever busted up.
Yep.
In an inappropriate time, but we just hope that all of you know that we love you, we appreciate you listening, and we hope that you have a joyful time. And if you're having any kind of difficulties and
suicidal thoughts, yeah,
please call. I know that they're getting more and more here to Star Valley, more and more services, and that's important. And I think they actually have a couple of ladies at the hospital that I don't know if they stay there all the time, but they'll come in and,
you know what? You can even walk into the ER and just say, "Hey, I'm having a problem."
Yeah.
Yep. And they'll get you some help. On a more religious tone of this, you know, I think sometimes it doesn't take away the pain, but it's comforting to know that, hey, you're going to see them again.
You are.
And you know, this life is a time to go through these trials and hard times, you know, but I think that's the one thing that brings me the most comfort with my brother is, yeah, I'll see him again. I mean, we're still mm-hmm. brothers. We're going to be brothers.
Oh, for sure.
For forever. And I do look forward to that day that I can see him again. And grandpa and grandma and grandpa and grandma and just, you know, right. have those wonderful family relationships that will endure for time.
Agree. And so. I think if you can make them proud, you can, you know, do things that would make them smile
yeah.
and, you know, don't let their legacy be gone when they're gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think that that's something that's lost in people. I feel like, you know, that people feel I'm a failure. I'm no good. I'm not good at anything. I don't make enough money. I'll never be worth anything. Well, that's just simply not true.
Right.
I mean, you really think about it. I mean, your mom and dad, your grandma and grandpa, they're going to be dang proud of who you are. And just the fact that you're hanging in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, fight for every day. Try to be happy. Put a smile on your face. And if it's just not coming, get some help.
Sure.
It's yeah. there.
Please, please, please. And it's for everybody. Whether you're alone with a family, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter your age. Please, please, please reach out. To anyone.
Yep.
You can. And we, as a society, we need to be aware that mental health is a very, very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as cancer,
yep.
as much as strokes, I mean, it's, I would say probably 70% population has
hey,
it.
Hey, I have wonderful pills.
See, there you go.
I do.
But if they help you.
They do. They are awesome.
And I've definitely had times in my life that I've gone through depression. Most of the time I'm pretty happy, but I definitely have had those
yep.
down times and it's hard to pick yourself up.
Yep.
And so we don't know how you feel, but we do care and we do hope that you'll get the help you need.
Yep. Well, that's a good note to end on, MJ.
Okay.
Well, thank you to our sponsor.
That's right.
Star Valley Health. We couldn't do it without you
guys.
We
couldn't.
Hopefully we benefit you like you benefit us. So.
Yep. And benefit the people of this valley. And
yep. Thanks for all you do. And thank you to all of our listeners.
Good luck on Monday.
Couldn't do without you. What's Monday? Oh, for me. Yeah. Well, you know, I just, every time I think about it, I just think of that Andy Williams song that my dad always sang. Moon River, wider than
you should
than
put
mine.
Two little magic markers and then a smiley on
I'm
your
butt. I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to. I love Dr. Cowan on my left butt cheek. I love it.
Love it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. We love you guys.
Have a great holiday season. Take care.